Hey guys, welcome back to Vertical Momentum. I'm your host, Richard Kaufman. Guys, you know when I put my name behind something, it's something I truly believe in. Anytime you guys know that I sell my t-shirts, hats, coffee, all my proceeds go to help Project Die Hard 22. And we're going to be talking about that today because this is the gentleman that founded Project Die Hard 22. So guys, if you want to help veterans in struggling in life, if you want to help them with homelessness, help them with PTSD, then you're going to want to listen to this because a lot of people say, oh, I want to help. Why? I don't know how to help. We're going to help show you how you can actually help every month. Like I do, not only do I do my proceeds, but I do my $22 a month that go to Project Die Hard. And so, and you're doing great works, and we're going to get a behind the scenes look at what's going on today. Brian, my brother, what's going on?
What's going on, brother? First, thank you and God bless for all the support you give me and the team here at Project Die Hard.
I mean,
without guys like you, we couldn't be doing what we're doing.
I love it, and I can't wait. I want to talk about it in a little bit. Hope Stock 2022 coming up in the end of July. It's going to be amazing. Some amazing guests, amazing singers. So I can't wait, and speakers, can't wait to talk about that. But first, let's hop in the Wayback Machine. Tell us a little bit about you, where you come from, and how you became the starter of Project Die Hard 22.
Well, again, it was, that was going on 6 years ago. We were founded before that. I served in the United States Army for 26 years as a combat medic. Multiple combat tours, and I self-medicated with alcohol until the time where I had a gun in my mouth, wanting to end it because there was no more, I couldn't, you know, there was no hope. But then I get a call from a buddy of mine who's a veteran. He says, hey, Doc, what are you doing tomorrow? Literally, I had no plans. So I said, yeah, I'll join you down there at that event at that biker church downtown in the pink building. And lo and behold, Pastor Dennis Lawrence actually saw me. And people say, oh, he took the time to talk to you? No, he actually took the time to listen. And he pulled me back. And from there, I quit drinking. I got back with the Lord. You know, I repaired some things in my marriage. Or, you know, I got back to being as human as I can be. I put it that way.
Now, a lot of us, you know, when we get out of the military, you know, like Sergeant Nick says from our group, the Veterpreneur Tribe, you know, once you step off base, the military doesn't give a shit about you. Your phone stops ringing. So not only do you lose your career, you lose your camaraderie, and then you lose a mission, and then you feel all alone. What was your transitioning like?
That was just like that. You know, it was, hung up the uniform, left the flagpole, and then it was, you know, I left the flagpole, and my big despair at the time was, told you all before, and, you know, I got 10 pounds of titanium holding my spine together. The Army put it in there, and it took a year and a half for the VA to determine if it was service-related. So, you know, when you retire, right, you're base pay gets cut in half. You don't get BAH. You don't get the clothing allowance, you know. So, yeah, I got into some financial issues just waiting for the process to be the process. And that was the big drawback. You know, that was my spiral. I went to the bottle to try to calm it, but it didn't work. You know, I lost hope.
So what was it you know, like we talked with, I think you're like the only person that's been on three times on all my shows. Cause we did it live once. Then we did the Anchor podcast. So mm-hmm. now this one, but, take us back to that moment. Cause a lot of people, like for me, a t-shirt I wear every day on the show is Today I Decide. You know, like when I had my suicide attempt, I could have decided to end it all, or I decided I'd rather be a dad, a husband, and a father. So talk to us to that moment when you had the gun in your mouth. You could have made that decision, you know. Oh, but
I was there, you know. But again, then I take it back to being a medic, right? Selfless service to our brothers and sisters. And when my buddy called that I'd been talking to that week, trying to help him with his problems, but we're putting debt on my shoulders too. And he goes, "What are you doing tomorrow?" You know, he needed my help. So I was like, okay, I'll go, right? I can do this any day. So, yeah, after doing that event, talking with Pastor Lawrence, it was, okay, I decide that, you know, hey, there's something better.
All right, now I want to go back to that because it's something that you said. By the way, I'm writing stuff down as I go through. This way I don't forget. You said that he didn't talk to you. He listened.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we can save a lot more people if we just have people that would listen and just shut their mouth. Because I believe, you know, God gives you two ears and one mouth for a reason. So, but I think if we just had more people to listen and not try to solve the problems, I think we would be able to save a lot more people.
Oh, in total agreement. When we do events teaching about veteran suicide and, you know, the problem we have out there, one of the things I tell people is when you ask a veteran, hey, how's your day going, right? You need to be prepared to stand there for 2 hours. Because you might be that one voice they've been waiting for to ask that question.
Yeah, so, I agree. And, you know, because I tell everybody, you know, that I would rather hear your bullshit than your eulogy, mm-hmm. you know. And a lot of people, I think that's why there's people out there like us that we're willing to, we got big enough shoulders that you were able to take it on and just listen for a little while. So now, there's one thing between deciding and then there's another thing, action, you know? So how did you start picking yourself up by the bootstraps? What actionable steps did you start taking?
The actionable steps I started to take was a total self look. Okay. What put me there? What put me in that dark spot? And it was the missing of the camaraderie ship. You know, I looked really hard inside. And then that's when it was, okay, wait a minute. I'm a soldier. We don't quit. We don't surrender. As I like to tell people, I had an instructor once, you know, what is pain good for? And, you know, he goes, no, pain lets you know you're alive. And if you're alive, you can fight. So that adage came back into my head. I may be in pain, physically, emotionally, I was in pain. Well, got it. I'm in pain. Big deal. I can still fight. So I was fighting for myself first and foremost. And then when I got plateaued, settled out, And I started looking around and going, okay, God, you saved my life. Thank you. Right. But now what? Now what? There's got to be something better. You know, being on the church security team is great and I love it, but you saved me for what reason? You know? Yeah. And that's when I got a call from the wife of one of my closest friends. We did three tours together going, Doc, what do I do? What do I do? And I'm like, you got to take a breath. You got to tell me what's going on. She goes, he's hanging in the garage. That's when I said something better had to be done. At that same time, I was building a tribute bike because a couple of my buddies that were KIA'd, you know, we always talk about riding our bikes cross country. So I was building a tribute bike, and I had a couple of Army buddies that I served with over. And one goes, hey, Doc, man, if your shop was bigger, we could bring in all the equipment. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm a dude. If I had a bigger shop, right? And then Johansson, my other buddy, goes, hey, Doc, if I stay here for about a month or two, we could get this thing knocked out. Now, Johansson was one of those guys, even completely sober, he'd say, come on, this is going to be good. And there was more of a hold my beer moment. The last time we hung out together for more than 48 hours, there was bail money involved. So I said, look, you got to go talk to the wife. If she says it's okay, I'm all cool with it. And she was like, we're just that mesh of when we get together, something goes wrong. And it's not intentionally, it's just, hey, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And that's when I thought, okay, a place where veterans can come, hang out, turn a wrench, you know, talk, open up a little bit, maybe learn a skill. And that turned into Project Die Hard. You know, our mission is to bring public awareness to veteran suicide and to help veterans transition from active duty service back to civilian life by providing them a safe and secure place to come and get the help they need.
All right. So now, but before you started this, and I wrote this down again, like I said, in order, like for me, I've been in recovery 33 years. And I knew that in order for me to move ahead, I had to clear the wreckage of the past. Now, I also teach on the three pillars of forgiveness. Forgiving, you know, asking people to forgive us, forgiving those that hurt us, and also forgiving ourselves. Because a lot of veterans, first responders, we see stuff and do stuff that should never be seen or done. And a lot of us come home and we're still dealing with that stuff because we don't allow ourselves the forgiveness and we don't forgive others. So we're dealing with a lot of crap. And we can't move ahead if we have our rucksack is full of crap and we just keep on throw it in the back. So talk a little bit about clearing the wreckage of the past so you can have a good future.
Well, again, that's what our facilities are there for, to give a safe, secure place to whether a veteran needs to come for a day, a weekend, a week, a month, or up to a year. A place where we can sit there and say, okay, you can put down your ruck, right? And you're putting down your ruck, so now, okay, let's look at your ruck. Why is it so heavy? Here we go. So we can start lightening that rucksack. But in that same moment, they're not being judged. They're not being, you know, this is brothers and sisters helping each other. We've all been there, right? I know you. If you were at Five Brush and a veteran came in and he started talking about all this stuff he's seen and done, I know you, just like me, can say, "Yeah, we seen it, we done it." But you know what? We're still here. It's, you know, and we're not going to judge them. We're not going to say that's a messed up situation. No, we seen it. We done it.
Yeah. And in other, you know, and the way I kind of hearken it to, it's like I remember my first drill with my unit, and I had a great NCO. His name's a Sergeant Shepherd. He's no longer with us. But he seen we were about to go to summer camp, and I had two duffel bags full of shit. He went through my bags like, "You don't need this. You don't need that. This is what you need." And I think that's what you guys are doing, or we're doing together, is we're telling you don't need this. You don't need this, but you need this tool. You need that tool to start life. But before we get there, before we start talking about, because I can't wait to see the pictures, guys, if you're like me, if you like energy drinks, if you guys were in the military, you drank Whippets, you drank Monsters, you drank Red Bulls. Well, one of our friends, Jason Lane Curtis, actually has an energy drink. It's called Physics Zero. Great energy, no crash, no sugar. And it's amazing the things that he's doing for helping veterans. And I'll let Brian talk about that also. But also, guys, if you miss the old Army Mud Coffee, I came out with my own coffee called Vertical Momentum Coffee. It looks exactly like the old mud we used to drink. Twice the amount of energy, great taste, no crash, and the best part of it, 100% of the proceeds go to help Brian and Project Die Hard to save lives. I make $0 off it. So, guys, if you love coffee, if you love energy drinks, just write coffee or energy drinks, and we'll let you know how you guys can help us save more lives and enrich more lives. So talk to us about the very beginnings of starting Project Die Hard.
Well, first and foremost, we did it right. We formed Project Die Hard LLC. We got our EIN number, and then we applied for our nonprofit status. Everybody goes, "Oh, it took us a year to get it. It only took us 90 days. But again, that was the Army training that, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, my call sheet was to the IRS. "Where's my stuff?" I was the squeaky wheel. You know, I was, because I wouldn't ask for a dime from anybody until we had that nonprofit status. You know,
I just wanted, because guys, and you guys know me, I have a traumatic brain injury. So if I don't say something, I'm going to forget it. And I just want to put this out there, because Brian was actually offered a very large sum of money to help him with his Project Die Hard if they wouldn't mention the name of Jesus Christ. And he turned it down because we know that that is a priority with Project Die Hard 22. So I just wanted to put that out there, because I remember we talked about that the last time, and I think that's pretty amazing. A lot of people would take the money and run, but, you know, we're doing something different.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I actually lost a board member over that, because he came to me, "Well, you didn't ask us." Okay, well, that was a no-starter, so why would I? I value our volunteer time. I value my board members' time. They volunteer their time. No one takes a salary, right? So their time's important. I'm not going to waste their time with something that ain't going to go nowhere anyway. You know, we are faith-based and scripture-led. We're never going to take God out of this. So it was a no-brainer to me. You know, this was a very well-to-do veteran. And all I said was, "Brother, you're on our prayer list. That's it. I'll pray for you. But I can't take your money with those stipulations." And that board member got upset that I didn't ask him. And I went, "Look, from day one, I value everybody's opinion. Brother, you have, watching you, talking to you, you've steered Project Die Hard. I listen to people. Okay? A good leader listens to people, right? But as I tell everybody, my job as the founder and president of this is to keep the mission pure. To keep everybody on mission. Not to make, you know, we will never use the suffering of a veteran to make up, to raise funds. If a veteran we help is ready to tell their story, they will. We won't put that out there.
So now, you know, we're throwing around Project Die Hard 22, but you have pictures and people. So show us some pictures. Show us what's going on behind Project Die Hard 22.
Well, pull up my shared screen. We can put our little tube on the side and I'll run through this little thing. Bring everybody up to date.
All right. So I don't know how to do that, but go ahead.
Well, you're the host, so you got to bring up that.
Like that, so.
Yeah, you're in the show. Everybody can see and hear you. Yes, there's another.
I don't have anything. They might not have that on StreamYard.
Oh, they do. I'm sitting. It's backstage. Look at your backstage.
Hold on. Let me see. Yes. Hold on. There we go.
There you go.
All right. So let's do this.
All right. From the beginning, we are a faith-based, scripture-led 501c3 organization. We are a true veteran nonprofit. We are based on Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with joy, peace, as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, my name is Brian Gibson. I am the founder and president. We are a member of Gold Star, the Southern Illinois Community Foundation, and we are a certified veteran nonprofit. Our mission is to bring public awareness to veteran suicide and to assist veterans in coping with the stresses and difficulties transitioning from active duty military to civilian life. We are going to help them rise.
You raised your hand, said I do swear to fight for freedom. Anytime, anywhere. And so you went for Uncle Sam to learn the horror of war in far-off foreign lands. The things you had to do, the things you had to see, shook you to the core and brought you to your knees. You walk through hell just to find your way back home. But it's all changed and the things the same. You feel alone. Don't give up. Don't give in. Even when you think that you have reached the end, there is hope. There is peace. There is one who loves you more than you believe. When the enemy fills your head with lies, lay your burdens down at the feet of Christ. Look your hopelessness and fear right in the eyes. And arise. Sometimes it seems the easy way would be the very thing to take your pain away. But you have yet to follow through, 'cause in your heart you know that's not what you should do. The memories that haunt you in your sleep, the friends you lost that hurt you way down deep. Some days you have to fight the urge to just let go, but no longer you are stronger than you know. Don't give up, don't give in, even when you think that you have reached the end. There is hope, there is peace, there is one who loves you more than you believe. When the enemy fills your head with lies, lay your burdens down at the feet of Christ. Look your hopelessness and fear right in the eyes, and rise, and rise.
Again, that's what we do. We help them rise. I think we already covered all that.
Yeah.
Now, I say we formed in 2018. 2019, we just got our feet on the ground. I think that's when you and I first talked.
Yeah.
When we were working on raising funds for 100 acres, right? To build Fort Hope. Well, we were working hard, working hard, working hard, but we were just about ready to close our doors when the Veterans of Foreign War Still Serving campaign did a story on us that led to WSIL-TV out of Marion, Illinois, to do a story on us that led to the Haven of Love Christian Daycare Center calling us and saying, will you come tell us about your mission? Of course, I'll go anywhere. You know that, brother. When it comes to saving a veteran's life, like, hey, where do you need me? Well, we get all done with all that, and they go, can you use this for your mission? I was like, of course we can. But there's no way we can afford this. He goes, good. Well, we're donating it to you. Everybody asks, why are you starting in Southern Illinois? Well, when you get 20 acres and a 10,000 square foot building donated to you, you know, basically you go where God sends you.
Mm-hmm.
It is named in honor of Sergeant Courtney Rush of the United States Air Force. She's from the state of Illinois. This is how we're going to be naming all of our facilities. Part of our thing is a public awareness to veteran suicide. Well, we don't want people to forget the war still goes on here at home. She lost her fight to the demons January 3rd, 2012. Now, she never saw active combat. She did angel flights. She brought our fallen home in them big birds. And after talking with her mother and father, that's where her demons snuck in. Port operating being crushed, the goal is to give a safe place where veterans can come get the help they need. When completed, Fob Rush will house 12 single veterans. And this is what sets us apart. Two veterans with their families. We will focus on wellness, emotional, physical, spiritual, and financial. teamwork makes the dream work. These people understand. Oh, look, vertical momentum right there in the middle. You guys have been a great supporter.
Always will be.
We help those who help us. But the Veterans Ranch is bringing equine therapy to us. The disability channel is bringing, they're going to teach veterans how to break into television, whether it be podcasts, whether it be actual television. Community It, Pay It Forward, handle some of our fundraising needs. And Rollout PTSD is out there in Puerto Rico. Michael Ledford, great dude. I'm going to be honest. This is a Rollout and I, we've come to this agreement. It's a stick and a carrot. When a veteran goes through the whole program, right? And they try and they're putting it all in it. Towards the end of that program, we might give them a week-long trip down to Puerto Rico. You know, just take a break because they work so hard.
Yeah.
This is what it will be. And let's show you this.
Project Die Hard would like to welcome you to Forward Operating Base Rush in beautiful McCand, Illinois. A luscious 20-acre piece of property with a 10,000-square-foot building that once remodeled will house up to 12 veterans and their families to help them get back on their feet. Folks, this is where your $22 a month is going. Right here in the corner, you're going to see where the Veterans Ranch will have a four-stall barn and provide equine therapy services to veterans and families staying at Forward Operating Base Rush. Around the pond, there will also be a playground, a generic classroom, a gym, and a pavilion where you can just relax and enjoy the beautiful scenery. Behind the pond are trails. There will be a retreat center that can hold up to 24 people for a weekend event. So if you would like to bring your veteran nonprofit out to Forward Operating Base Rush, we just ask that you do not charge the folks staying here for any services that you provide. Here's another beautiful overview of what you'll see when you come in to Forward Operating Base Rush. Whether you want to ride some horses, drop a line into the pond and catch some bass and bluegill, or just relax under the pavilion and enjoy the scenery and alleviate some stress that you might be having in your life, Project Die Hard and Forward Operating Base Rush are here to provide those services for you and will be here as long as you need. We thank you for your time. God bless.
That's what's going to be Forward Operating Base Rush. Well, it needs a lot of work. Phase one is structural, architectural. This is why we ask people to help like you are helping. Engineering, materials, labor, you know, we got to factor all that in. We do our best to get grants, to get volunteer work and all that, but it's still going to cost some money. Phase one, we estimate, is going to cost $624,000. But we know we can raise it. To get that whole property up and running, we're talking 4.5 to 6 million. And because of people like you, brother, putting us out there is helping us find that person with the resources to say, you know what? Here's the money, build it, without putting all the strings attached. Sustainability, because, you know, hey, it's going to be a constant flow. We thank all of our monthly patrons. We do fundraising events. We write grants. We ask for endowments. With the skill training we're going to provide, we're going to auction off that stuff cars, motorcycle, boats, depending on what we get in, what the veterans learn how to fix, you know, we're going to bring that in. But we are always like our patrons. Maxwell Soaps. Everybody knows Maxwell Soaps in the veteran community, right? Yeah. Well, he has stepped up. He is supplying all of our facilities, not just Fob Rush, but everyone we're going to build with soap and bathroom stuff for the veterans. Third Day Coffee. Everybody in this, we all know Jose and Third Day Coffee. Yeah, see? Okay. When you order coffee, whether you order Richards or from Third Day, Die Hard does not do its own branding. We don't do that. We ain't got time. So when you buy Third Day, you put in the code PDH22. That doesn't get us money. We're going to be buying coffee from Third Day. We buy the coffee. What you do when you order the coffee and put in that code is lower our price. So you see, there's more than one way. You're going to order coffee. Order Richard's coffee. The proceeds come to us. Great. You know, again, teamwork makes the dream work. We are always asking for corporate sponsors. There's no reason veteran businesses and veteran nonprofits can't work together. We just got to find the fit. Who's out there that can bring something to our mission to assist the veterans? It'll give us a really good price, right? And again, we will do our best to help that business. But in the same retrospect, we ask, hey, help us spread our mission. How you can help? First and foremost, share our mission. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We have a Twitter account. I don't post on it. We don't do TikTok. If you want to volunteer to be a social media dude, person that handles all of our social media, hey, come on. I could use you. Or you become that monthly patron. Whether you give $22 a month or $22,000 a month, it doesn't go into anybody's wallet in this organization. Our goal is 90% of every dollar given going towards the mission. Here we go. This is what everybody's been waiting for. Hope Stock 22. The intent is to give veterans a weekend of fun, food, music, and just much, much more. To bring public awareness to veteran suicide, that's part of our mission. To bring public knowledge of Forward Operating Base Rush. And to raise funds to get Fob Rush operational. You know, that's one thing I say. We're totally transparent. I want people to come and put their hand on the brick building, walk around the pond, see where we're going to put the barn for the equine therapy, see where we're going to put the workshops, so they can come and see where their money goes. That's one thing. Every patron has that right, no matter how little you give or how much you give. We have the Reverend Jason Dunn coming, Chris Tice, and Music Ministry Friday night. Eric Horner, that song Rise that you heard, he wrote that for us. It's ours. Bless him. We have a classic car show sponsored by Chipwin Motors of Paducah, Kentucky. We're going to have a kid zone, vendors. It's just going to be a good old time. Sunday morning, we're going to get up early in the morning. We're going to do a little Sunday sunrise service. Then we're going to get some great Southern biscuits and gravy and bacon and eggs. We're going to do a little fellowship breakfast. And then we're going to have a little remembrance ceremony for the 22 veterans of every day. Actually, 37 that we're losing. On that, we talked a little bit before the show. This is something where we like to tell people, God is great. We have been praying for God's blessing to make Hostock great, right? We have people out there that want to come to Project Die Hard, but you understand the lay of the land right now, right? Fuel is tight. But we put it out there. We prayed. Y'all know Daniel. He's in the veteran community, right?
Yep.
War hero to superhero. Michelle has heated up the call to start her teaching ministry. And due to a donor that does not want to be named, their travel cost to Hopestock is covered. So we get to bring this great couple out to teach our veterans in our region the successes of a good relationship. We're going to introduce them Friday night, and we're going to do a little sign up for a face-to-face meeting. Just like, Richard, if you were going to come, we would set a little place and a time where people can come and sit and talk with the comeback coach. We still could use some sponsors. You know, Friday night, the 29th, will be live streamed to about 2 million people. We still need some vendors. You know, come on, contact us if you, here we go. Hopestock, Friday night. Gates open at 4 o'clock. It's festival seating, so bring a chair and a blanket. 18 to 19, an opening message from Eagle Fire in Richmond, Chris Tice. 19 to 20, main speaker, Jason, comes up. And then from there, it's to be determined. Saturday is 09 to 18. 09, it kicks off 8 to 1800 hours, car show, guest speakers, tours. Come get a tour of the property. See what we're doing. Rush Q&A, right? Come see the vendors. It's going to be a good old time. 1800, we will be pronouncing our annual Fill the Can Challenge winner. That's our annual fundraiser. Our local business come on and they fill the can. Well, that runs from Memorial Day to July 4th, and this is where we present the traveling trophy. And then 1830 to 2000, music ministry with Eric Horner and anybody else who wants to come and share the gospel. Again, fellowship breakfast, a church service, remembrance service. We could still use some great help. We are looking for porta potties, 4 standard, 2 handicap, with 3 washing stations. That right there, the quotes we have gotten is $800. Yeah, we need them there, but we ask for in-kind donations. But this is why we need your help. Your $22 a month. If we have anybody willing to come down and do some tech support, we got Wi-Fi on the property. You've all seen me on Facebook and stuff where it gets spotty. Well, if we're going to be live streaming out to 2 million people, we need to really firm up that Wi-Fi connection. But I'm just an old broke-down Army medic. Audio, video. We want to live stream. We have the basic ability to. We're looking for somebody to come down and do it professionally. You know, we're on a shoestring budget. That's how we'll always operate. But again, you come down. We need a trailer mounted generator, a bounce house, 4 golf carts. We need volunteers. We need volunteers for administrative stuff, on the stage, security. Yeah, we are seeking in-kind donations, right? If you're a business that can supply one of these things and you want to do an in-kind donation, that's where we give you a receipt for the full value for the use of it. Or you're $22 a month. So, you know, if we can't get an in-kind donation, then we got to pay for it. We have some links out there on our Facebook. We have a GoFundMe out there to make Hope Stock great. You know, any bit, every little bit helps. In conclusion, I pray that you find this mission worthy. Richard has. He stepped up. Will you help Richard help us? I'm asking you to put your money where my mouth is, because Richard knows I got a big one. I'll holler and scream, and I don't take a salary, and I kind of beat people up over that, but I'm stuck in my ways. And just to remember, your donation could save veterans' lives tomorrow. If you want more information, check out our website, projectdieheart.org. Scan the little QR code that's sitting in front of you. Email contact@projectdieheart.org. Put in that tagline, I want to help. And as John 13:35 tells us, the world will know we are Christ's disciples if we love one another. We give the world a glimpse of that love of God when we work together effectively. Teamwork makes the dream work.
I love it, brother. So, you know, a lot of people say, you know, can I do a one-time donation? Do you have that available?
Yeah. Go to our website. Donate. I'm not going to lie to people. It's defaulted to that monthly donation. Make sure you unclick that box. I'm fair and honest. Make sure you unclick that box that says one time. You know, you can find our mailing address on our website. If you want to cut that big check, mail it.
You know, and a lot of people don't realize that, you know, something like this, like even with my, everything I do out of pocket. And you just told me that before we even came on that you had to cut a personal check of $1,200 out of your retirement just to keep this thing going. So, yeah. You know, so you're putting your, you know, you're putting what you're saying, you're actually doing it. And a lot of people after a certain, I'm not going to mention who it is, but they got nailed a couple of years ago for being kind of fraudulent. Whenever you look at a 501(c) and when their email address says .org, that means they are the real deal. If you see .com, they ain't the real deal. So, you know, definitely if they're definitely a 501(c) organization. And also, I've also talked to Brian. If you ever want to see the books, Brian has no problem showing you exactly where every penny is going. So if you guys are donating, you know where every cent is going.
You go to our website and you can see every $9.90 from the day we started. You can see them. We post them on our website. If you want the monthly profit and loss statements and all that, you contact our accountant. He has strict orders to release it to anybody that asks. Right? I have no problem. Take it. Now, on that, whether you give that $22 a month or $22,000, right? I personally will never know what you give. The accountant and the treasurer will, but they have strict orders never to tell me because the Bible tells me not to lift one man above another. The only way I can do that is thank you for your donation. God bless. If I don't know the amount, I can't go, this person's more important than this one. Again, every patron that comes to see where their money goes, my caveat there is muck boots and work gloves. because there's always something to be done.
And, you know, a lot of people don't realize, and, you know, I've been a Christian for 30 years, and I still fail them every day, but I'm trying, you know, that the more you give, the more you are blessed. And whether, even if you're not a Christian, it's the world. If the more you give, the more you get. So if you give to Project Die Hard, and I can't guarantee it because I don't know the whole thing, but even in the Bible, it says, you know, you will get back tenfold. And no matter, you know, if it, so guys, even if it's $22, imagine going to your banker and say, listen, I'm going to give you $22 and I want tenfold back. And in the Bible, it actually guarantees it. So guys, for $22 a month, I can't take my kids out for breakfast at McDonald's for $22. And even, okay, so you guys don't want to do $22. Everybody drinks coffee. Check out the Vertical Momentum Coffee. And like I said, if you like energy drinks, Physics Zero, Jason Lane, I'm sure that he's supporting Project Die Hard too, correct?
Yeah. Again, teamwork makes the dream work, right? Yeah, we got the Amazon thing. Yeah. If you're a business owner, reach out to us. We have partnered with the Meridian Foundation and sharing the credit. Are you aware if you're a business and you take credit cards, there's a fee that can legally come to Project Die Hard? That if it doesn't, it goes right into the bank's little ledger over there and they get to keep it. So if you're a veteran business owner and you take in money, reach out. All it costs you is 30 minutes of your time to hear about the whole program. I'm not running it. I got somebody I'll put you in contact with, right? But, yeah, I'm not going to lie. We just switched over to them. So, yeah, we're kind of, you know, we got this big event coming up, Ginger and David, right? Our T-shirt gurus in the veteran, right? They're doing our Hope Stock T-shirts. We're going to be asking for that donation. So, yeah, we got that little machine they can tap their credit card on or slide it or whatever. But now, instead of paying those other people all those fees, we go through them and we get that fee that goes to the bank that we used to be paying out, comes back to our mission.
And then also, I want to mention the guys, if you love T-shirts, our friend Joe Palacios actually has a T-shirt where the proceeds to help Project Die Hard. It's an amazing red color T-shirt. It's awesome looking. So if you love T-shirts, I'll drop that link below when I get it. I'll talk to Joe and I'll drop that link also. That's another way. What better way can you? You're helping save veterans' lives, but you're also looking cool too.
Yeah. Again, you know, order Maxwell soaps. Yeah. Order your coffee. Yeah, every little bit helps.
Yeah. All right. So last question I have, once again, how do we find you and how do we support your mission?
ProjectDieHard.org is our website. ProjectDieHard22 is our Facebook page. Like, follow, share. Project Die Hard on LinkedIn, Project Die Hard on Instagram. Those are our big ones that we hit all the time. Email us, contact@projectdiehard.org. Volunteer. Become that monthly patron. But that's how you find us.
All right, guys. So, guys, you heard it. You've seen it. So do what you do. Because my audience is amazing. They love helping. They have no problem putting out their wallets to help veterans because we know that the government ain't going to help us. So we got to take care of our own and we police our own. But guys, I love you guys. Brian, thank you so much. Guys, if you like this, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you leave a comment below. But like Oprah Winfrey says, if you want to help yourself, help somebody else. So guys, I love you. Remember, vertical momentum, the only way to go is but up. I love you guys. Have an amazing weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. Brian, have an amazing week, brother.
Thank you, brother. Keep up the good work you're doing.
All right. God bless.
God bless.